Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hey Japan Top 10, this is Maidenfield over here in Tokyo, and I just want to say congratulations to you all on your 400th episode. Omedetou gozaimasu. That is an absolutely amazing milestone, and I look forward to hearing the next 400. Japan Top
10. Welcome to another episode of our part 2 400th extravaganza episode.
Yay!
Yeah, this is your host, Tassie.
Lydia.
And I'm Edward.
Yeah, welcome, welcome, everybody. Just a little summary of last time. This episode is going to be our second part two episode of our 400th extravaganza. And in this episode, we will be introducing, or actually interviewing, our past and also our current members of J-Top 10, and this consists of hosts, content producers, and also audio editors. Okie dokie, I'm going to pass my baton to Edward.
You got it. Thank you for the baton. It is very sparkly and shiny. It's like a magical girl one. My favorite. So I interviewed Dean. Dean is not only a host with me on Indie Interviews episodes of J-Top 10, he also is a sometimes audio editor and all-around awesome guy, and we always have a ton of fun. So it's a real pleasure to interview him. So please enjoy this super awesome interview with Dean. Japan Top 10. So Dean.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to see you.
Nice
we
to see
each
you.
Other
every 2 months.
Quite a bit, actually. Yeah. Every 2 months yeah. We see each other because we do the Indie Artist interviews together. But what is one of your favorite moments of working here with Japan Top 10 so far?
So far, I guess one of my favorite moments, the first time I co-hosted an episode was with Rekka. And we did a special episode on City Pop, which was great.
Love City
yeah,
Pop.
It's so good. Kind of my era as well because I lived in Japan in the 80s. When City Pop was huge. And then the second one that I did, so I started out, just to give a bit of background, I started out as an audio editor, just doing and occasionally co-hosting episodes. And the second one that I got to co-host was with Haru, and it was an Artist of the Month episode that I'd been asked to choose the Artist of the Month, and then I got asked to co-host, and then I got asked to edit as well. So,
wow,
yeah, it was great.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Do you remember what the OD artist was?
Yes, of course. He's my favorite artist, Yosui Inoue.
What? Cool.
Yeah, he's my favorite Japanese artist.
Oh, I love that. That's so great. Dean, if you had a song that would represent that episode, which would it be?
It would be his song from around about 1970, 71, Kori no Sekai, which was on the album of the same name, which was the first million-selling album in Japan.
Wow, cool. There you go. Please enjoy.
Here it is.
リンゴ売り
人が売りの真似をしているだけなんだろう。僕のテレビは寒さで画期的な色になり、とても醜いあの子をぐっと魅力的な子にしてすぐ消えた。今年の寒さは記録的なもの、凍えてしまうよ。張り詰めた気持ちで歌う。小指が僕に絡んで動きが取れなくなれば、みんな笑ってくれるし、僕もそんなに悪い気はしないはずだよ。流れていくのは時間だけなのか、涙だけなのか。
Awesome, Nee. Thanks so much for sharing that. I can't believe you had to build that episode almost all by yourself. It does take a village in Japan Top 10 to put an episode together. And we are so thankful for all of our awesome content producers, our audio editors, and our hosts that have come before us and ones that are soon to join us. So thank you. When did you start with Japan Top 10, Dean?
It was in October of 2019. So I'm coming up for 2 years now.
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah actually, it'll be the 2 year mark right when this episode comes out. So happy 2 year anniversary.
Omedetou. Arigatou.
That's right, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yay. Bing bong.
Omedetou.
Hi. That's very funny. That's great. Oh my gosh, how excited. 2 years. That flies, eh? Because you've seen the show change from having solo hosts into doing co-hosting, because now we do everything very conversationally. And then who knows what's next?
Yes. I was here for the 300th episode, which only feels like, you know, a few weeks ago. It just time just flies by.
It really when does. You're having fun. Absolutely, for sure. Etsy, it's funny. Do you find that now that we're recording COVID, not much really changed, though, for you? Like, you were recording at home to begin with, right?
Yes, that's right. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so not a lot has changed, really.
What are some, do you have any other fond memories? Like, or is there any people that you want to give a shout out to that you like want to say hi to?
Oh, well, I really loved co-hosting with Haru.
Oh, Haru-chan. Yeah. Yeah,
we did. Hi, Haru.
Hi. Yeah, we did an episode the other two. We did the adult entertainment industry episode, actually.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That was a wild ride. What episode? So, what kind of episodes did you do with Haru-chan?
So, I did the Yosui no Ue. Yeah, we've done two episodes together anyway. Yeah.
Oh, cool. There you go. Yeah. So, Dean, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today and for being a part of our 400th episode. Thanks for sharing your memories with us.
Thank you for talking to me. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, it is always a pleasure. And I'll see you next month for our next episode of Indie Artist Interview number 10.
Yay!
Yay! Bye, B.
Bye, B.
Japan Top 10 400回目. Omedetou gozaimasu. Itsumo tanoshii hosou. Arigatou gozaimasu. Kore kara mo tanoshimi ni shite orimasu. Mata yonde kudasai. Congratulations.
Yay!
Bye-bye.
And we're back. Yeah. What do you guys think? Do you have like, oh God, I love Dean. I really do. Honestly, he's such a joy to work with. Do you guys work with him at all too?
I worked with him only with the content producing side. Ooh. And he's so efficient, and he like, and the songs he picks are always up to a tea, I guess.
Oh, I forgot he does content producing. Yes. That's right. He does it all.
Kiss. Oh, I've never had the opportunity to work with Dean, but now he sounds like such an amazing person. I really wish I get a chance to in the future.
I know. I'm like so jealous of him because he's fluent in Japanese.
Wow.
So good.
Putting the rest of us to shame. And he's also a musician too, like me. So he's like a better version of me. That's crazy.
No, you're amazing yourself too, Ed.
Aw, thanks, Tassie-chan. You're the best.
Thanks.
I don't care what anyone says. if it's okay with you, Tassie, I'm going to pass on to Lydia. Lydia, who did you interview?
I got the chance to interview William. So William is a past host on the podcast as well. Unfortunately, I think he left before I joined the team. So unfortunately, we never got to collaborate. But I hope you guys enjoy this interview with William.
Japan Top 10.
Now we have our next guest for the interviewees, and I have with me William. Hi, William.
Hi, Lydia. Nice to be on here.
Nice to have you back. Can you give the listeners a little background or introduction of yourself?
Yeah, so my name's William Mu. I was a former, on-air host for J-Top 10 from around 2016 to 2018, and had kind of hosted a number of different episodes for the show during like a lot of its big milestones. So really excited to join you and talk about my experience so far on the podcast and sort of my time there as well.
Well, we're happy to have you back. It's been a couple of years since you've been on the show, so I hope everything feels kind of nostalgic for you, and we're happy to hear your lovely voice again.
Yeah, likewise. Really getting used to just recording on Audacity again. It's been a long while since I've done that. But yeah, really appreciate the, the podcasting experience that I had with J-Top 10 for sure.
Yeah, once you start using Audacity, you never really forget. It kind of just kicks in. But William, I just have a question to ask you. Do you have, I know you've been on the podcast for a while, and you probably have a ton of cool memories and cool experiences that you have. But if you could name one memorable experience that you had, what would that be?
Probably the big, end of year, meetings that our producer Jack would hold for the team members, every year. Knowing Jack, and for all you listeners out there, he knows how to like host a good, meeting or party, managed to bring all the I guess, the current writers and podcast hosts together for, you know, a good productive meeting with a lot of food and snacks as well. So it was just great. It was a great experience, just not only gathering with the other podcast hosts and whatnot, but also kind of meeting them face to face, kind of learning more about each other, and just figuring out like what we wanted to do to grow the podcast. So I kind of started out when the JTOP 10, before we even had a Patreon and before we had all these milestones. So I was in that phase when we were just starting out. We didn't have any or very minimal financial support, but, you know, gradually with my support and everyone else up to now, and with Jack's hard work, we've managed to, you know, exponentially grow the podcast and just get a lot of, you know, a lot of dedicated listeners, like everyone listening right now. And yeah, it's just really great to kind of be a part of that process for sure. So that's definitely one of the my best experiences and memories working on the show.
Oh, that's awesome. I know because of COVID now, a lot of the parties have been kind of postponed, and we haven't really been able to have those in-person meetings where we can see everyone and meet everyone. So I definitely kind of envy the experience that you had before. And I know Jack, I've spoken to him, but I've never met him in person, but seeing him and hosting those parties, I feel like I'm missing out on the JTOP 10 experience.
Yeah, it's it was if you ever do get a chance, or whenever he does do another meetup or party, I definitely recommend it. But yeah, he's a great leader, and you know, just working with him during my time on a podcast was really great. Yeah.
So thanks, Jack, for all the hard work that you do behind the scenes. We really appreciate it. And thanks to you, William. You know, you were there from when the podcast was kind of growing, and now look at it's become such a big project, an organization, really. And we have like co-hosts from around the world, which is crazy, and listeners from around the world, which is amazing. And it's just such an awesome thing, because I joined recently. So I joined this year. So I've kind of joined when you guys are pretty big, I would say. And it must have been so cool to see the podcast kind of grow from scratch.
Yeah, definitely. This is a milestone episode in of itself too, right?
And exactly.
You know, just now that it's great to see that the team is, you know, getting more productive, and a lot of great team members right now. It was really different from when I was part of the show, but it's just really great to see the show just continuing to drive forward and you know, gaining a lot of new listeners for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited. All right, so props to you and Jack and the rest of the team. Hope we can make another 100 more episodes. I'm pretty sure there will be tons of more celebrations and milestones to celebrate in the future. But I just have to ask you one more thing, William. If you could recommend one song to the listeners to listen to, what would that song be?
You know what? Lydia, that is a really tough question, because you know, all the J-pop songs are like my children, and I just love them equally. So it's not like I don't have, yeah, it's not like I don't have a personal favorite, but you know, music is subjective, and you know, exactly. I just kind of like listening to whatever catches my ear at the time. So but I guess if I had to choose a recommendation, and you know, some certain listeners may know this song, or maybe roll their eyes if they think it's a bit too mainstream right now, but I always loved listening to Maria Takeuchi's Plastic Love. Yeah, for all the vaporwave and the all the aesthetic kids out there, it's really it's a good J-pop song that kind of, you know, captures that image of a a lost time in a sense. So, you know, it's a really, it's not only like a catchy song, but it's also a good song to play whenever you want to just like, you know, relax or maybe even study. So that'd be my recommendation for sure.
Oh, that is a great recommendation. I know a lot of people, it was really popular. I think it blew up because people were making like lo-fi versions of the song.
Yep.
And the song is just very calm, or it has like a calm vibe to it. So it's not like, definitely you can have it in the background and put like do some work or like study, and it's definitely that type of song. So I agree with you there 100%.
Yep. Definitely for all the listeners out there, definitely listen to more city pop and 80s J-pop songs. You won't regret it.
No, you got to trust William and his taste.
Thank you. Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
All right, so thanks for listening to Plastic Love. And we have to wrap up this interview because our time is up, but let's give a big thank you to William for coming on back on the show.
Thank you, everyone. It was a really nice experience just to come back on the show. And I hope you enjoyed Plastic Love and Lydia's hosting so far. So thank you so much. And hopefully you all continue to listen to many Jade Top 10 episodes going forward.
Oh, that's so sweet. William, you're so sweet.
Congratulations on 400th episode. My name is Yuri Taka. I was in a Japan Top 10 episode last year. Thank you so much for having me again. I'm actually working on a couple songs now, and one of the song is J-pop. It sounds up tune and poppy. It's a little bit cute, EDM sound. Hopefully I get to share with you again. Again, congratulations, Japan Top 10. Bye.
All right. So that was an awesome interview.
Sure was. I learned so much. Yeah, I wish I had worked with William. Yeah. He was before all of our times, right?
Yeah.
Did enjoy his like song choice, Plastic Love. That's always a good one.
I love Plastic Love. Classic city pop, yep. Am I right?
Yeah. It's so popular right now, especially on TikTok of all places. But
really?
Yeah, it's so popular right now. And I think that's why we have a boom in like city pop again.
Yeah. Thanks, TikTok.
Yes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe on whatever podcasting systems you choose.
Wink, 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 wink,
wink. Okay, so enough with the city pop. We have another interviewee, and I'm going to pass it on to Tassie.
Hello again. My interviewee this time is Haley, our wonderful, wonderful lead content producer. Yeah, and here is the interview.
Japan Top 10.
Hi, Haley. Thanks for doing the interview with me.
No problem.
Welcome to the 400th episode.
It's good to be here celebrating.
Yeah.
Promise I'm not on any bubbly. It's fine.
Did you participate in the last anniversary episode as well?
Oh, the 300th one. Yeah, I think I got to pick a song to play for that one, so that was fun.
So this is probably going to be the first time you did an interview of some sorts, right?
Yes.
Okay. Anywho, before I start, would you like to introduce yourself?
Okay. I'm Hayley. I started on Japan Top 10 in 2018 as a content producer, and now I'm the lead content producer and media director, and I do some of the social media.
Yeah, she's the big honcho in our group.
No, we have an amazing team of content producers and hosts and audio editors. I'm just part of a mass amazing team.
I kid, but you're a very integral part of our podcast. Anywho, there's one question I'm very curious about is, how did you join JTop 10?
Well, way back when, I was writing for different people, like music reviews, and I was studying art, so I was drawing a lot and listening to podcasts, and I came across JTop 10, and I mean, I love Japanese rock music, and it was people who were really passionate about things, and it was fun. And then there was an announcement that said that JTop 10 was looking for people, so I thought, well, maybe I'd apply and see what happens. And I mean, I did the interview, didn't completely fluff it, and now I'm here.
I would say the content producing, like, is it an audition? Not really an audition, application. It's quite difficult, in my opinion.
To do like a kind of a dummy episode.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if that's the right way of putting it, but yeah, and then talk to people. But it went okay, so hopefully it went okay. I don't think I'm going to be like fired, so we're good.
You know, when I was going to join as a host, I applied as a host, and I believe at the time the slot was full. So Jack, our manager, offered me to do this your position, right? And then I was just like, okay, I guess I'll take a stab on it. And then when I did it, I was like, oh, I don't get this. I'm horrible at writing. So,
oh.
So I forfeit. Luckily, he was super nice about it and was like, oh, if that's the case, would you like to audition as a host? And then now I'm here.
Well, we're lucky you didn't lose you.
I'm lucky that he gave me a chance. Anywho, you've been on the podcast for, let me do the math, so 3 years. So is there a particular type of like script you like writing the most?
Jack has introduced our incredible manager a lot of different types of episodes to the podcast since I've started. So I mean, cultures, I get to sometimes cover like bigger topics, like we've done Stop Asian Hate and LGBTQ+, and then like with the indie interviews that I started writing, got to have some of my favorite bands on. Like, I actually just have puffy shoes on and I love them. But I think that my favorite type of episode is probably the specials, because I get to create a playlist, and I love making playlists. I did some J-Rock episodes like Lark and Gazette, which were, I love J-Rock, but I think that my favorite episode was Pokemon One still, that I got to put my Pokedex quiz in and just be a bit geeky, and it was fun. And I mean, the theme tune is iconic, and I love that. So that's probably my favorite. Yeah. I like picking songs for a theme, but when it's something that when you adore it, it's just really fun.
I love Pokemon. What's your favorite Pokemon?
Charmander, because of the sad story. Oh. I do like Litten as well. I guess I like the fire types, the cute ones.
Oh, so you're a fire type of gal. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, what's your favorite Pokemon?
Okay, so for Gen 1, my favorite is Bulbasaur. But my ultimate favorite Pokemon is, I think, Gardevoir. Do you know Gardevoir?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, Gardevoir is the last evolution of Routes, and it's a psychic Pokemon. And Routes looks like, he looks like a little kid in a white dress wearing a green helmet and a horn coming out. And then in its third evolution, Gardevoir, it turns into a beautiful lady. with like short green hair.
Yeah.
And then she has a mega evolution. Do you know what mega evolutions are?
Yeah.
Okay, so she has a mega evolution, and her type changes from just being psychic to psychic fairy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
My sister loves fairy type too.
I know.
They're all the pretty ones.
They're so pretty. Anywho, right, I'm like sidetracking now. Oh, okay. So, one question. I asked this with Ethel, but how different is working on J Top 10 now versus when you first joined the podcast?
Well, like I said, Jack has introduced a lot of different types of episodes to the podcast. So initially I was doing a kind of regular countdown episode. So now, yeah, there's a lot more kind of researching a topic and writing about that. And I guess it kind of feels like more of a group thing to create an episode. So I can write a script and then, like, when I QA it, find out what it sounds like and how the hosts added to everything. It's kind of grown into like more challenging things, but it's fun. It's I still love making countdowns and like the song lists of what's popular now, but then you can kind of get into your passions about a particular type of artist or current stuff, like our new news episodes. Just lots of fun things going on.
So it's like evolving, or it has evolved for you.
Yeah. We are Pokemon. Going back to the Pokemon.
Let's mega evolve now.
I wonder what that stage will be.
Use some Z moves anyways. Anyways, do you have a song that you would like to introduce?
Yes. Instead of going for my J-Rock, which would be my normal choice, I was trying to think of a song that just reminded me of J-Top 10, and one that was around just all the time when I was writing scripts was, Aimyeon, Marigold, because her voice is just
it's
so
good. It's
such
a good song, and you were probably the one who introduced that song to me, because I found out that song through J-Top 10 as well. But
I do love introducing people to like really good music, and she's just
so
awesome
good. Artist. And I believe it's like one of the most popular songs to do karaoke in Japan right now.
Yeah. I'm not sure I'd be any good at that, but yeah.
Anyways, thank you so much, Haley, for the interview.
Thank you.
ちょっと心を揺さぶりすぎて Congratulations on the 400th episode of Japan Top 10. It's Yuka.
I'm Aya.
I'm Aya Bob.
I'm Ita.
We are NCT.
Congratulations!
Yeah, how was the interview, guys?
So good. Oh, I love Haley. Honestly, without Haley, I wouldn't be able to do my job. I don't think any of us would be able to do our jobs without Haley. So yeah. Haley, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you a million times. Actually, fun fact about Haley, the indie artist shout outs that you guys are hearing throughout this whole entire episode could not have been made possible without Haley working behind the scenes and coordinating all the indie bands that you are hearing shouting us out today. So thank you, Haley, for coordinating and doing that. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And so since this interview was quite merry-gold. Just kidding. I'm trying to do a segue.
She snuck that in.
Anyways, her recommendation song is Merry-gold by Aimyon.
Also a very good song.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, wrapping up this part two episode, thank you guys for listening. And don't forget to listen to our part three episode of our 400th episode extravaganza. This was your host, Cassie,
Lydia,
and Edward.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.